excellent computer skills and experience with software applications. Also, you must love the Lord and understand Christian terminology. For an in-person interview, call 904-262-7777 and leave a message. First Conservative Baptist Church is an equal opportunity employer. Thanks for wanting to serve the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that many may not have given thought to. Perhaps you've not considered it, you've not heard about it, you've not talked about it, you just simply listen to the news as is provided for us, and we get little tidbits, little glimpses of news. We don't get the news. I don't care what channel you turn to. I don't care whether it's Fox News or otherwise. You get just little tidbits of here and there news, and most of it you get is just a blasting of the television airways with ads there trying to force you to ask your doctor, is this drug good for me, or is this drug good for me? That, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, drug wars and our future in America and globally. I'm looking at an article that says recent operational advances in China's drones, and it goes on to talk about that China, after the recent events in Ukraine and Gaza, as well as the Houthis attacking the Red Sea, have further crystallized China's push to develop and test new types of drones and drone, listen to this, drone swarms, S-W-A-R-M-S, drone swarms technologies. And it goes on to talk about the planning and what they're trying to do, including drones across the battle space, domains of sea, land, and air. And it goes on to talk about the advanced standing of what China's been able to do in developing drones that leaves America left in the dust. And at this point in time, America's trying to play catch-up. Pete Hegseth and President Donald Trump says, and I'm looking at the headline, U.S. wants to break China's drone dominance, but why it won't be so easy? And to spell out 2 reasons. But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the scripture, Revelation, the 9th chapter. Time won't allow us to go in and exegete it. I'm going to read a few verses and talk about it. And in those days, verse 6, and in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their gold and their faces were as faces of men. And they had hair of the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. In other words, a set period of time. They had a king over them, and it talks about that. The first war is past. But then in verse 16 it says, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about the 200,000. Thousands is 200 million man army. In 1968, in Reader's Digest, there was an article that was fascinating, and even in 1968, we had China bragging about the fact that it had a 200 million man army. And ladies and gentlemen, today, if you think less, if you say believe anything less, you're believing a lie. China is the de facto greatest enemy to the United States of America. China is on the fast track for domination commercially. China's on the fast track for domination of the world in a material commercial fashion. They're on the fast track to dominate the world militarily. And I'm thankful that we have President Donald J. Trump that's recognized there's a need for us to play catch-up when it comes to the drone system. But the article I just read a portion of where there China is now developing the swarm, drone swarm technology. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly as I'd spoken of earlier, where you see the gigantic plane where it opens the cargo belly door, and thousands of drones drop out and then fly to their destination with the sting in the tail, if you please, the bullets, the weaponry, the bomb, the missile that be flown in that drone and be carried out. Now, when we talk about drones, ladies and gentlemen, it's not necessarily that little drone that's about a foot in diameter that you see that the kids are playing with in the backyard. Even those are fascinating to see how sophisticated they are, and they can have cameras on them and microphones on them, even in a kid's hands today, playing with in America. But may I say to you, that is the future tense where we see, and according to Daniel chapter 11, verse 41 and following, as the Antichrist is marching across the globe in domination and control, the only thing that frightens the Antichrist, according to Daniel chapter 11, verses 41 and following, is the rumblings out of the east. And that's talking about the Far East, that's talking about China entering into the fray in the last days of the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, every child of God, every Christian needs to recognize that God is in control, God's still on the throne, and what we see taking place today is simply setting the stage for the future of the Antichrist. I'm looking at part of an article that says, China remains the dominant source for critical drone components, from motors and sensors to rare earth minerals. Listen carefully. Until very recently, America did not have the production or the resources of production for the rare earth minerals. Goes in things like lithium batteries, goes in things like electric cars, goes in things like the drones. Today, we're on the threshold of developing those rare earth minerals. We're on the threshold of having the technological advanced capability of America building the drones by the hundreds of thousands. In fact, I said earlier, President Trump and Pete Hegseth, they said, with the new production that they're having set up now, that America will be able to produce about 100,000 drones per month. You might say, well, I don't see how that could be necessary. Listen, if in the war in Ukraine, they've been using about 10,000 per month, what do you think is taking place now in Iran? What do you think has been the number that the Iranians have used as far as the drone system? What is the number that the Americans military has used as the drone system in this war? And when Pete Hegg says, all future wars will not be kinetic, that is, boots on the ground, but future wars will be airplanes, jets, and drones to carry it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I simply say the reason it's important to me is to recognize the hand of God in preparing for the future after the rapture of the church for what shall take place in the hands of the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, what if we depended on the military materials continually with China? What if we were to continue to have our military men in a position that the drones they're flying can be reversed and be an enemy attack against our own military bases and military men? And that is totally in the realm of the capabilities for China in them building these weaponry systems. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that all of Russia's drones were made in Iran. Did you know that? Did you know that the overwhelming number of the drones that Russia has been using against the Ukraine were manufactured and made in Iran? And yet we have the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats in the House and the Senate that's now against President Trump and what he's doing and trying to quell the potentiality of Iran being a further enemy or a further danger to the United States of America or to the world. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, very carefully. I'm concerned with what we see happening in the House and the Senate, with so many that's in the House and the Senate that hates America, trying to undermine America's constitutional republic, trying to destroy President Donald J. Trump and prevent him from carrying out what God has put him in office to do. The reality, ladies and gentlemen, is that all of Russia's drones were made in Iran, and now they have no supply. What are they going to do in relationship to that? I personally believe, and this is just a little young blood parenthetical footnote, I personally believe that it's going to cause Putin and Russia to come to the, how would you say, the peace negotiation table a little more readily, because of seeing that they don't have the weapons they did have. They don't have the oil that they have had in the past, simply because of the barricade, the blockade that's taking place now against Iran. President Trump, I believe God has used him in a genius way to create this in the realm of the oil supplying for China and for Russia and for Cuba, that will bring these communist nations to the position of not endangering America as they have in the past. So, ladies and gentlemen, if drones will play a role in the future wars, what does this mean just for America? It's not just for America. It's for the whole globe, but for the entire world. Listen, I've already said that we need to view things through the prism of the Word of God, what Scripture's saying. See in the Bible, those that will come in that time after the rapture of the church, when there will be the fulfillment of Matthew 24, talking about wars and rumors of wars. That word rumors is the word rumblings. The wars and the rumblings of wars will continue, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we see at a point in time, and it could happen even further, we're witnessing what I've said for years now is the beginnings of World War III. The Scripture calls it war with Russia. It's Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. It is Russia carrying out the war with five allied nations, those nations being Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, coming against the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, may I just insert this thought? That's all of God, not a man. Verse 16 of Ezekiel 38 says, "And thou shalt come up against my people," God's people, talking about Israel, "my people of Israel, as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I," God speaking, "will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctioned in thee, O Gog, before their eyes." God says it's my people, it's my land, it's my war. When we see the war in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which we're witnessing today, the onslaught, the beginnings of it, I believe that we recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that it is not just a war with people, but it's God's war, God's people. That nation of Israel is God's people, and it's God's war, and God's going to bring to naught those that come against the nation of Israel. I believe Lily is on the line. Miss Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Start of the program, but I just feel the urge to say this, that Donald Trump, as we know, God has shown, revealed it, that he raised him up for such a time as this, is being treated as the worst sinner on planet Earth, or the only sinner. That is how he has. But I would just like it to emphasize this, because I strongly believe it, that the hatred is not for Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a friend of the Democrats, so most of you know that very well. And the hatred and what he's getting is not for him. The whole problem of what he's getting from hatred is because he rise up and he's saying he's trying to rescue America. He saw what was happening to this country. So the goal, the plan of the powers of darkness, I don't want to say individuals, the Democrats, but the forces of hell is spiritual warfare. The demonic, the time has come when the powers of darkness is determined to crush America. That's the goal, to crush this country, because this country is in the way. Globalism, a strong America is a problem for globalism. because America is not going to surrender its sovereignty to any one world government. So the powers, the goal is to crush this country and get it out of the way so that Donald Trump is only getting what he's getting because he's standing in the way. And anybody who is raised up, if Donald Trump step out of the way now and Mark Rubio or J.D. Vance, whoever, step in his place and continue to trying to rescue America, to save this country, America first. Go and get it the same way or even worse than what Donald Trump is getting. I think this is very important for us to understand that this is spiritual and end of time, and for Christians to be strong and to be looking up, praise God, and to give in glory to God and know that he's working his purpose out. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much, Dr. Young.
Lily, you're precisely on target. You're correct with that. This is the reason I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks now that Christians need to vet the candidates and vote across the nation. The Islamic jihadists have already bragged that in November of 2026 they have 1,100 candidates, 1,100 candidates running for office. They're trying to plug in every place across the nation, even if it's a local city council, local alderman, etc., etc., to control the destiny of America. There's a battle going on now with the Department of Justice, with the Islamic jihadists, and what's being done in city after city and state after state. There's a major battle taking place in Texas, but it's not just the Islamic jihadists. That's happening simultaneous with people like AOC and Ilhan Omar and others that are socialist, Marxist, communist, that are taking over cities, just as Mamdani in the city of New York. Now, 8.5 million people under the domination thumb of a socialist, Marxist, communist, jihadist that's running the city of New York. We need to recognize that we are witnessing the dismantling and the destruction of the cohesiveness of the United States of America. You might say, and many might say, well, what do we do about that? As Christians, we pray. As Christians, we get involved. As Christians, we need to be salt and light. Get out of the shaker. Get up under the bed and illumine a darkened world and preserve a decaying society. And as such, we need to vet the candidates and make sure that candidates, they don't have to be Christians, but need to be candidates that love America, love the foundation, and will stand for truth and will do battle against the enemy. Today, we have these things now taking place, as I'm talking about, with the drone system. And listen, I've already said that it's not just what is taking place presently, but we look at everything through the prism of the Word of God. And when we think about the drones, my mind goes directly to Revelation chapter 13. With the Antichrist being in total control. He's in control over buying. He's in control over selling. He's in control over forcing allegiance to himself. And he's monitoring the population. And monitoring the population, there's not a better tool, there's not a more sophisticated tool on the face of the globe at this present time than drones with cameras and with ammo in some fashion to badger, to control, and to force a population to bow, bend, and submit to the one that's in control. And I think that the Antichrist, it will force in the days of the tribulation those that have gone into the tribulation, that have not said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. The lost world will be forced, enforcing the restrictions with the mark of the beast in the system, policing very large areas, very huge population, very rapidly. And the only way that's possible is by drones. I just simply say drones could theoretically fit into the very broader system of control for the whole world according to the Scripture. And I touched on a moment ago, Lee, the fact that in Revelation, the ninth chapter, it describes what the Scripture calls locust-like creatures, and it says the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. Mm-hmm. And when we look at what is taking place, Lily, and I'll say this and let you go, when we look at what is happening today, and we understand in Ezekiel 38 and 39, there will not be jet airplanes. There will not be motorcraft as we know it. The battle will be taking place on horseback. That tells me there will have been a battle about the control on oil, and as a result of that, the battle will be on horsebacks. And also, since drone does not necessarily have to have fuel. It would have batteries, if you please, or some other system by that time. They will use that type system, and what some have called a neutron bomb in Revelation and Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, where men will be standing and their entire everything but the skeleton will melt away in their skeleton. That is a perfect picture of what will be used then, a neutron bomb, where it doesn't destroy buildings or bones, but just melts away the flesh in the body. So I'm talking about eschatologic prophetic future, so that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we'll understand what's happening in the world, we'll be motivated for submission and surrender out of conviction of our hearts that God is still on the throne, and praise Him for it. Lily, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I thank God for President Trump, because I wasn't a Trump fan, but when Hillary Clinton was trying to run, I said, no. Another Clinton in the White House, you'd have been underwater. And I'm so happy that he's pushing us to have our own drone system and not depend on China. Mm-hmm. Because if we depend on China, China can turn their back on us.
Absolutely, and I'm concerned about it. I'm thankful that our president sees the need and is taking the stand to do something about it. Because even though it's needed, I want us to understand a dual factor. What we see happening is needed, and it's wonderful that we are on the track to take control of the drone system and not allow it in the hands of China. Even at that, based on what's been said by Pete Hegseth with the Department of War and with President Trump, it'll take at least another year for us to come up to speed producing enough of the drones and having the material to do so. But what we need to understand, when you look at the big picture through the prism of the Word of God, according to Revelation 13, 1 through 18, the Antichrist will use this drone system, I believe, for global control over the whole world. The Antichrist system will force the mark of the beast, the hand of the head, and that will be some type mark, chip, or something of that nature. And it will be able to be read, if you please, by the infrared system, by the drones flying, that the Antichrist will be able to keep total control. In China today, Kenneth, a system of cameras and drones are being used to control the total populace, where they go, what they do, how they spend the money, etc. And I am concerned when I know where it is headed, but at the same time, you might ask, well, what should Christians do? How should we respond? It should cause every Christian to recognize where we're headed, what God is doing, and should cause us, we as Christians, to be more convinced, more convicted, and more committed in serving the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We have today a church across the nation that's in grave apostasy, the falling away. There's not a recognition that we're in the last days. There's no recognition that what is happening today, that we find it recorded in the Word of God, that God's given us to understand what's taking place. For most Christians, it's a blasé attitude. I'll get up and go to church if I feel like it. If I don't, I'll stay at home. I will give 10 cents every now and then to the church, whether the church closes because of financial need or not. The mindset is anti-church, anti-God, anti-ministry, and I find it frightening and sad, because we see about 1,500 churches per month closing across America, and we need to wake up, sit up before it's too late to do anything about it. But Kenneth, I wanted to touch on this today simply because when we look at what's happening with the drone system, who makes them, who controls them, and it's in China's hands, that puts America in a very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous position. But thank you so much for your call and your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today drone wars and our future. We're looking at the future, not just of America, but the future of the world. I'm looking at a headline article. When does China dominate the drone market? China leads due to a low-cost manufacturing scale and strong supply chains, especially through companies like DJI, which controls a large share of the global consumer and commercial drones. The DJI drones, used for individual citizens that buy them, and used also for the police departments, etc., and the DJI drones commercially made by China, have the system to listen to, watch, whatever. If you've got a drone, whatever your camera sees, it's being carried back to China, watching what you're watching and recording whatever you're recording. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's a good illustration of what is taking place in the future. And this article says, can the U.S. easily catch up? And the article says, no. The U.S. has strong military and software capabilities, but faces challenges in cost, in mass production, and battery supply, and the supply chain of its component parts. And the article further says, what is the U.S. trying to do to compete? The U.S. is pushing domestic drone manufacturing, restrictions on Chinese drones in government use, and investments in AI-enabled and military-grade drone technology. But replacing China's global ecosystem will take years and not months. Ladies and gentlemen, we're playing right in the hands of the last of the last days, when the Antichrist will be ruling and reigning and will be in control. Ladies and gentlemen, the technology that we see today, we have developed things like the microchip, we developed the barcodes, we developed Bluetooth, we developed all kinds of technology today that's being used in our computers and cell telephones and the marketplace needs. We're developing right now artificial intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, with all of that development that we're told is good for us, that it can be used and it makes life easier, it is all being, in my opinion, developed and placed into the hands of what will be the future Antichrist to rule and to reign and control this old world at the hands of the Antichrist, when the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is suddenly seized, snatched out, raptured out of this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on God's calendar, hear me, the next thing on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. I want to ask you a question. Are you saved? Have you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord? Do you know that you know that you know? If you were to die at this very moment, you'd spend eternity in that place called heaven. It's only those that are prepared for heaven, prepared people for a prepared place, and that place is called heaven. Without knowing Jesus Christ personally, it's an impossibility to be raptured out. And listen, some have said, well, preacher, I will wait, and if the rapture of the church takes place, I'll see it happen, and then I'll get saved. According to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2 and following, once a person has believed the demonic lie, once a person has said no, no, no to the work of the Holy Spirit to say yes to Jesus Christ long enough, that person is deceived and will be sent a great delusion, and after the rapture of the church will be an impossibility to get saved. And the thing that will take place, ladies and gentlemen, after the rapture of the church, every Jew will be hunted down, chased down, monitored, and will be put to death. Everyone that, if you are survived and you get saved during the days of the tribulation, you'll immediately be martyred for your faith in Jesus Christ. So I would recommend today, saying yes to Jesus Christ, I would recommend today that you be put into that number that will be caught up and will be snatched away when the rapture of the church takes place. The question is, are you ready for the rapture? Only the saved people be raptured. Christians will not be in the tribulation. There's no second chance after the rapture. So be ready, and be ready today to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You've been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
You're listening to The Truth